Welcome to the Binge Eating to Food Freedom podcast with Katie Papo. Our mission is to share the simplest and most peaceful system for food freedom in the world with people who suffer from binge eating, food addiction, and compulsive overeating. We're here to show that with the right strategy and support, any committed, coachable, and resourceful individual can feel peaceful and free with food.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode. And today we are talking on the hot button topic of weight loss without dieting. And to be truthful, any topic that includes the word weight loss it's a little tough for me sometimes because I recognize that this is something that needs to be talked about. But at the same time, I don't love to give the impression that we help people with weight loss or that we have a weight loss program or anything like that. So sometimes I feel this inner conflict because I want to talk about this topic, yet I don't want to give the wrong impression. So, but it needs to be discussed for a number of reasons, mainly because what we've noticed is that for people who suffer from binge eating and food addiction specifically, usually one of the main roots that's causing the perpetuation of those things is the obsession around weight. So we need to talk about weight because if you are currently obsessing about it or have been for a number of years and that this has been a main part of your life where you're constantly trying to lose weight or struggling with gaining back weight, you know, this is like that battle itself is one of the biggest triggers for binge eating. So it's hard to talk about ending binge eating without talking about the topic of weight loss. But I do want to also acknowledge that when I'm talking about weight loss, I'm not here to give you like tips on how to lose weight. Why? Because this is you for someone who struggles with binge eating and food addiction, that is not your problem. Okay. Your problem is not that you don't know how to lose weight. In fact, you probably know how to lose weight better than anybody because you have done it so many times. And if you've done something so many times in so many different ways, you're going to develop an expertise, right? You're going to develop an expertise in how to lose weight. But the problem is, which we hear from most people, the problem isn't that you can't lose weight. The problem is that you lose it, but then you gain it back plus more. And that this happens over and over and over again. So what I wanted to talk about today is, oh, yay, I see some peeps here. Hey, Katrina. Hey, Nancy. I love you guys. Thank you for being here. I'm happy to see you. So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about weight loss from this new perspective, through the lens of looking at this from someone who struggles with binge eating or food addiction. And how to really take yourself out of this loop, okay? Because the truth is that binge eating is part of a bigger cycle, okay? Binge eating is not the sole issue. Binge eating is actually a side effect of other parts of the cycle. And part of the cycle is restriction, right? Because if I say you can't have something, what do we want? We want the thing we can't have. And that's a simplified way of saying it, but it's the truth. Is that as soon as the mind hears you can't have this, the desire for that thing increases. And then as we tell ourselves repeatedly we can't have something, we tend to want it even more until willpower runs out. And then we give into that thing and then it's a binge and then it's the shame and then it's the guilt. And then we loop back to the restriction again. So what I want to do first, because I wanted to kind of show you this in from two lenses. First, I want to talk about why dieting or meal plans or any kind of restriction would not be advantageous for long-term sustainable weight loss, but also what would be instead. Like, how do we actually do this without dieting, and how does that even work? So we need to go over both pieces. Now, a couple years ago, I made this class called The 5 Shifts to End Binge Eating and Food Obsession, where I outlined 5 shifts that we take our clients through to show like how this approach works holistically. Now, this class ended up being pretty popular. So we've still been updating it over the last couple years. I haven't updated probably since last year, but I took a little clip from it that I want to show you today. And then after we watch that clip, what I'll do is I'll go over how you actually can approach weight loss from a completely different angle than you have before if you're somebody who's been struggling with binge eating or food addiction. So let's begin with that clip, and I'll just start it for you guys right now. And then after that, we'll move into the solutionary piece of this. All right, here we go.
Shift number one, eat anything you want. Okay, now before you decide I'm crazy for even suggesting this, let me guess what you're thinking. What? No! This might work for other people, but it definitely will not work for me. Anytime I've given myself permission to eat what I want, I lose control and I gain weight. And you know what? I believe you that every time you've tried this, it hasn't worked. So I'm going to explain exactly why people tend to mess up this shift and why this is so important and why this is the first one that all our most successful clients make. So listen up, grab your notepad, because it's all about to become very clear. Okay. So let's pretend you and I, we're going to go on a special diet together. And there's only three rules for our diet, all right? We can have anything we want, except we can't have cheese, no chocolate, and no chips. All right? These are the only three no-nos. And we're going to go on this diet together 30 days, all right? But guess what? Our diet doesn't start till tomorrow, which means we still have all of today. We can eat anything we want today. So what do you think we're going to go out and get right now? You guessed it. We're going to buy our favorite cheeses and chocolates and chips. And this is exactly what happens. When we tell ourselves we can't have something, we want it more. And then we binge on the very thing that we can't have. Okay? So this works in a cycle. I'm about to explain the binge cycle to you. So it starts with making rules. The more we make rules for what we can and can't eat, the more cravings will come, naturally. And the more that we crave, right, the harder it becomes to resist, and then the more we binge. Now, the more we binge, the more shame we feel. So what do? We restrict again. And then it leads us, again, through this cycle. And the longer the cycle goes on, the worse it gets. Every time you diet or restrict, it's bringing you closer to your next binge. You see how that works? This is the psychology of binge eating. This is why all those restrictive diets like keto or low fat or Atkins or whatever, they don't work long term. But now here's everybody's big question. But if I eat what I want, won't I gain weight, right? Should I maybe lose the weight first and then work on ending the binge eating? So this is actually the exact questions that one of our clients, Erica, had. So I'm going to show you exactly how she overcame this. So just to give you some context, Erica was more than 100 pounds overweight. She already met with a surgeon for a bariatric surgery. All right. Now, binge eating was her problem for decades. All right. This was her alone time to numb out. And she was afraid that if she got the surgery, then she wouldn't really fix the root of the problem. And then once she healed, she would just go right back to binge eating, causing even more health issues, all right? She was terrified of eating what she wanted. She said, I am eating what I want. I'm binge eating and it's going horribly. And really what it boiled down to, she kept this as her dirty little secret from her husband. He knew she struggled with weight, but he didn't know how out of control she really felt. So it was spilling into all these areas of her life. She felt like she wasn't being the mother or the wife that she could. But she also believed that diets were really the only way to gain control. But now she couldn't stick to them anymore. She couldn't even go a whole day without failing. Even though she had been on Weight Watchers since age 14, none of it was working anymore. And she said, if I had a nickel for every time I said I'd start tomorrow, I could probably retire. So when we first introduced this idea of eating what you want, she was so scared, but she followed it. She followed the shift along with the four other shifts that I'm going to show you today. And she started losing weight for the first time without dieting, because she realized it wasn't the eating that made her gain the weight. It was the dieting itself. And then she started losing weight without dieting for the first time because she was finally eating what she wanted. She ate any food she wanted. And she felt, this is the kicker, she felt completely in control of her choices. This is what we're going to show you today. She's felt completely in control of her choices. She doesn't have to diet again. And she ended up just canceling her surgery. She didn't need it anymore. So here's the truth, guys. 70 to 80% of dieters gain all the weight back, plus more, and yet still go back to dieting. Now, I'm going to explain really the biology of why this happens. So from a biological standpoint, the body pretty much has one job, okay, to survive. That's it. And in that, what does it have to do? It has to protect you from starvation. So every time you diet, every time you deprive, your body is smart. It kicks right into defense mode. So in defense mode, what happens? First, the body holds on to fat. It makes you a terrible fat burner. The body says, I'm going to slow down my metabolism so that even if I eat just a little, I'm going to hold on to the fat. And then the longer you diet, your base weight creeps up. So let's say you used to be able to get down to 150 on a diet. Maybe now you can only get down to 170. All right. Over time, it increases. So what happens? You gain more weight. And then what happens when you binge? The body says, oh, good. Here's a whole bunch of food I can turn into fat for later. I'm going to store it. Now, that's why for binge eaters, the longer that you've been struggling and the harder you try, the worse it gets. Does that make sense? That's why this shift is so critical. So here's what we found, that this whole binge cycle starts as soon as you tell yourself you can't have something. So what do? We fix the binge eating first, because dieting, it's just propelling you back into binge eating. And let's say you have that temporary weight loss on a diet, it'll feed the illusion that it's working. But the truth is, if you're always gaining the weight back after or coming back to binging after, it's not working. Does that make sense? So here's the real question. Let's say you could sustain a diet forever. Do you really want to spend so much of your mental energy obsessing about food? Wouldn't you prefer to have that energy back to invest in creativity or learning or love and attention to more meaningful things? Also, keep this in mind. What we found is normal, or as we're calling it, effortless eaters, they don't have to follow rules, right? They don't have to follow rules to keep things effortless. They eat what they want, they eat whatever quantity serves them, and they let it go. So if you want to be a normal eater or an effortless eater, it's time to stop obsessing over rules. Normal eaters don't do that. And listen, I know, believe me, I really know, that allowing yourself to eat anything you want feels scary. But when you actually learn to master this shift, everything changes. But you need the other four shifts, right? This one isn't the only one you need. So let's go into shift number two.
So obviously we're not going into shift number two. but if you wanted to, by the way, continue to watch that class, that's the class I send out when you join my email list. You get that for free. So feel free to just join my email list and then you'll get the full class. And you can start it from that point where we left off. So let me just kind of backtrack a little bit of what we just talked about. So the main takeaway here is that when we focus too much on weight, it actually causes binges. Now, why is this? Because we can understand, and we talked about this in the video, we talked about this first part, is that when you're focused so much on weight and you're constantly restricting yourself by dieting, it makes sense biologically why the body would hold on to fat like that and why it would gain weight so much more easily than if we were just eating normally. Because if the body's trying to protect itself from starvation, it makes sense biologically that it's going to hold on to fat. So as soon as you binge, it's going to hold on to that. It's going to make it harder to lose weight because it's trying to protect you. Okay. But there's another piece here, because one thing that we've noticed, and this is something that really we only saw how consistently this happened after we started working with people consistently and privately on this, is that it's not just about the actual being on the diet that causes the weight gain or that causes the binge urges. It's not only just going on the diet, it's even just thinking about it. It's even just thinking, I'm fat or I need to lose weight. Okay. So even just the obsession with weight loss alone, even if you're not on a diet, even if you're still obsessed with weight, that will be enough to keep you binging and to keep your body from reaching its equilibrium. And I'm going to explain why here, because this isn't something that we actually covered in that class. So what I'm talking about here is a body-mind connection. Okay, so the body and the mind, they're very close. They really can't be fully separated. And we can prove this in a number of ways. Think about, have you ever, you know, been alone, let's say driving in the car, and you kind of get lost in your own thoughts? Have you ever thought of something, let's say sad, and then you start crying, right? So if you've experienced that before, you know that all that caused the crying was a thought, okay? So that's proof, right, that something that's not actually real, something that's a thought, can cause a physical reaction, okay? It didn't take for that event to happen in person in front of you for you to cry. All you had to do was think the thought for the body to have that physical reaction. You can also see it in positive ways, right? Like if you feel in love, right? As soon as you think about that, the person doesn't need to be in front of you. But when you think about that person, you feel that feeling in your heart of love. So this sort of thing is happening all the time in all kinds of ways, that our thoughts are contributing to physical reactions. So if a thought can make you cry, or a thought can bring up that feeling in your heart, why can't a thought affect your body's ability to release weight or burn fat or any of that sort of stuff? It works the same. So if you've been training the body and the mind together, because we really can't train them separately, they're always being trained together. If we're training them, right, what happens is they're going to react together. So let's say you're not actually on a diet, but you're thinking to yourself, I need to start a diet tomorrow. What do we want to do? We want to binge now. We want to eat all of the food now, because we know that tomorrow we can't have those foods anymore. And that shows how the body and the mind can be super connected. And we even see it, because we see this when we work with people, because they're, you know, going through this the same exact thing. We see that people will achieve this level of food freedom, but if an old weight loss thought comes in and they take that thought seriously, that is enough to trigger a binge. And this isn't something to be afraid of, but it's something to notice. Because when you notice this body-mind connection, then you can start to adjust yourself. So that way you're not continuously propelling yourself into the same binge restrict cycle. Because the binge happens as a result of the restrict part of the cycle. Remember how in that video, if you were watching rather than listening, it showed like the circle, right? It starts with the restriction, and then the restriction leads to the craving, and then the craving leads to the binge, right? So the binge isn't the problem necessarily. The binge is the side effect or the outcome of what happens when you're restricting. Now, restrictions can happen mentally or they can happen physically, right? So even if you're not technically on a diet and practicing a physical restriction, if your mind is still living in the world of restriction, that will still affect your ability to lose weight. Why? Because you're focused on, let me backpedal for a second. If you've been trying to lose weight through dieting or any kind of restrictive method for any period of time, but most people who listen to us have been doing this for a really long time, what happens is weight loss and restriction become synonymous in your mind. So as soon as you think about weight loss, you are also bringing up the energy of restriction. And as soon as you bring up the energy of restriction, the body's like, hell no, I need to survive. And it will come back with holding on to weight, making it impossible, craving all these foods, because it doesn't want to go into starvation mode. And the body doesn't know what the difference is between intentional restriction versus unintentional restriction. The body just sees it all as a threat. Therefore, it's gonna hold on to the weight, it's gonna hold on to the fat, because it's protecting you. And this is like, this is what becomes really the frustrating part for people, because, and I hear this all the time, people say, I feel like I'm fighting myself. And it's true. You are fighting yourself, but the problem is that you're fighting yourself. The problem isn't, a lot of people think like, oh, I'm fighting myself, so I need to win this battle. That's not the problem. That is that you need to win. The problem is that you're fighting yourself in the first place, because nobody achieves the long-term peace through fighting themselves. So if what you're looking for is long-term peace around food, you're not going to get there by battling. You're not going to get there by fighting harder. That's not how peace works. So if you want to have a peaceful relationship with food, where your body naturally reaches its ideal weight, its ideal equilibrium, then we need to take a different approach than you had before. Because if you keep using the restriction approach, you're basically setting up the body over and over to defend itself against you, to defend itself against the work that you're doing, because it's trying to survive. It doesn't know that what you're doing is on purpose. All it knows is, I'm being deprived, so I need to hold on to what I have because I'm afraid of loss. And even the word loss is in weight loss, right? It is a loss. The body feels this is a loss. So therefore, it needs to feel safe in order to release that. And it's not going to feel safe until the restriction is gone. Does that make sense? So then the question comes up is, okay, well, then how do I lose weight without dieting? Because if weight loss and restriction are synonymous in my mind, then that's a problem. Because then every time I think about I need to lose weight, the thoughts of restriction or the energy of restriction will come up, and that's the exact energy that triggers binges, which causes weight gain. And that's how that pattern happens, by the way, guys. That's why dieting causes weight gain every time. Not every time. I shouldn't say every time. But there have been so many studies that have been published in UCLA and the New York Times that have shown like various statistics of at least 70 to 90% of people who go on diets gain the weight back plus more, right? So that's not only gaining the weight back, it's plus more, which means, right, that the majority of the time, dieting causes weight gain, because dieting is restriction. Restriction triggers binges, and binges cause weight gain. So if we were to kind of cut out that middle part, we can see dieting is causing the weight gain. Or even if we're to consider, again, the body-mind connection, even thinking about dieting or thinking about weight loss can lead us down that cycle that causes weight gain. Does that make sense? So then the question becomes, okay, if dieting is ultimately causing weight gain, which I know most people have experienced this, because even if you lost weight initially, if you're gaining the weight back plus more in the end, the dieting is not causing weight loss. It is causing weight gain. So how do we take ourselves out of this? First of all, we have to remove the restrictions. We have to. Because if you want to live as a normal, effortless, peaceful eater, they don't live with rules or restrictions, right? So if you want to be that, neither can you, right? And also, it's kind of a nice thing. Most people don't actually want to live with rules and restrictions. It's we only do it, right, because we think we have to, but no one is actually like, oh yes, I love restricting myself. I love depriving myself, right? So it's not that we actually want it. We just think that that's the only option. So what's the other option? Well, it starts by focusing on building a positive relationship with food. Okay. And this is within you. If you think you don't have the capacity to do this, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. And it's a good thing that you're wrong, because this is something that everybody has this capacity. When you were a baby, you knew when you were hungry and you would cry. When you were a baby, you knew when you were full and you would refuse to eat, and you didn't need to intellectualize it or think about it. It was natural, something within you. You had these signals within you. And even as a baby, before you even had intellectual capacity, you were operating under this. So the problem isn't that you don't have access to it. The problem is that you've trained yourself out of it, and you've trained your way of thinking into believing that dieting somehow causes weight loss, when in reality, it's been causing weight gain for you all along. And it's been kind of janking up the metabolism in the process. So the first thing that needs to happen is, first of all, we remove the restrictions. And as you remove the restrictions, you're not just removing the restrictions saying, oh, well, now I can eat whatever I want. Because let's face it, if we just remove the restrictions, but you still have the diet mentality, you're still going to want all the things that you deprived yourself of in the past. So instead of what we need to do is focus on building a healthy, positive relationship with food, a peaceful relationship with food, just like you used to have when you were a baby before we trained ourselves out of that way of thinking or being. And then the second thing is to really focus on living your life in such a way that you would if the weight was already gone. Now, this doesn't just mean doing the things that you always said you would do if you thought you'd lose weight, but it's also about your way of thinking. Because if the weight was gone and you didn't need to worry about weight anymore, right, would you be thinking about calories? Would you be thinking about trying to manage portion control? Would you be thinking about weighing yourself? No. If weight was effortless and food was effortless, you wouldn't be thinking about those things anymore. Okay? So this is not just a shift of getting off of a diet. The majority of this solution is quite mental. It's a very different way of thinking and being. And this is trainable. The brain, no matter how long you've been stuck in this old way of thinking, keep in mind the brain is plastic. The brain is super malleable. The brain is super adaptable. And when you use brain retraining or brain rewiring techniques, this is very simple to change. Okay. It takes practice. It takes repetition, but it's still simple. So what happens is when you focus on living your life in a way that you would if the weight was already gone, then you start thinking differently. You're no longer obsessing about the scale. You're no longer obsessing about the calories. You're no longer obsessing about portions. Instead, you're literally just enjoying eating, right? And if there's no energy of scarcity or restriction, that means you can have whatever food you want. So there's no urgency. Oh, I have to eat it all now, or I have to eat all of it before tomorrow when my diet starts. There's none of that urgency anymore, because you live in abundance. You can have whatever you want, whenever you want, just like any normal, peaceful, effortless eater, right? They can have whatever they want. So they say, oh, okay, well, I'm just not in the mood for it now, but I can have it later if I want to. Like, see how that's a totally different energy? That's a totally different mentality. That's the mentality of abundance. And the abundance mentality is the opposite of scarcity. It's the opposite of restriction. The body holds onto weight like crazy when it's in scarcity and restriction. That's when it's going to hold on to weight more than any other time, which is why people who are stressed tend to hold on to weight, right? Because there's so much energy of restriction and scarcity. So what do we need to do then? We need to cultivate that energy of abundance. And we don't need to try to get rid of the old scarcity thoughts, because as long as we're cultivating the energy of abundance, that opposite energy, that scarcity and restriction mentality, that's just going to naturally die out, right? It's like if I want to be more positive, right, I don't need to think, oh, well, how do I be less negative, right? No, I just think, well, how do I be more positive? And I just focus on building the positive. And as I'm building the positive, the negative just naturally falls away. So it's the same principle here. As long as you're building the abundance and you're building that abundance mentality that normal eaters or effortless or peaceful eaters, whatever you want to call it, That's the mentality that they hold. So as long as you're building up that mentality, then the scarcity and the restriction mentality dies out. Now, we can get more specific into this, but for the purposes of today, it's important just to understand the foundation and the basics of how this works. Okay. I do think that in the future we'll need to do some more talks on this, because this can go deep and it can get nuanced. But for now, the most important thing for you to remember is that when you focus on this on restrictions and you focus on weight loss, which again, in the mind, if you've been dieting for years, weight loss and restrictions, they're synonymous to your brain and they're synonymous to your body. So, and because the body and the mind are connected, as soon as it catches that energy of, ooh, she's going to restrict herself, or ooh, she's thinking about it, then the body's like, ah, let's binge, let's hold on to fat, we need to survive, let's hold on to all of it, right? But when we have that energy of abundance and we know, oh, I have plenty of food, I can eat whenever I want, then the body's like, oh, then I don't need to hold on to all this extra fat anymore, right? So it's not just about getting off of a diet, it's changing the way that you're thinking around it completely. Because the thoughts alone will be enough to trigger a binge. And that also means the thoughts alone will be enough to help you shift into a completely different way of thinking and being and eating. So the main thing to remember here, guys, at least from this talk, because we want to focus here on like more of like the bird's eye view, like the takeaway, rather than getting into nitty gritty. The most important thing to remember is that the dieting, even if you get that short-term satisfaction of losing weight, remember that that's not the end. Okay. It's alluring and it's tempting, but that's never the end. That's not the end result. The end result is weight gain, because if it goes in the cycle of restriction or weight loss causes thoughts of restriction, restriction causes cravings, cravings cause binges, binges cause weight gain, then you're going to keep going down that same path, which means that the dieting is continuously leading to weight gain, continuously, over and over and over. That's why people gain the weight back plus more. So that's important to remember. So that way you can understand, okay, well, if I want to really lose the weight, but for it to not be even an issue, then I need to stop focusing on weight loss. Because even just the thought of I need to lose weight, that's bringing up restriction already. So how do we lose weight without thinking of weight loss? We have to allow weight loss to be the side effect of a healthy relationship with food. So therefore, we don't need to focus on weight loss at all. Like, our clients don't focus on weight loss. They don't weigh themselves, okay? Because all of that just brings up more restriction feelings, which brings up more binge feelings, which causes weight gain, right? So the weight gain is a side effect. Therefore, weight loss will also be a side effect. And we have to let it be a side effect in order for it to be sustainable. Okay. Because if you're building a foundation, right, we need to build a foundation that you can build upon, right? Like, if I'm building a skyscraper, right, I'm not just going to start building up. First, I need to dig. I need to dig beneath the earth, make a super strong foundation, because without a strong foundation, my skyscraper is going to fall as soon as the first wind comes. Okay. And that's what most people try to do, is they'll try to build a lifestyle based around a diet, have no foundation in what a healthy relationship with food looks like. So then as soon as they lose the diet or fall off the diet, everything comes crumbling down. Right. But instead of just focusing on building up, we first need to dig beneath. We need to dig beneath the surface and create a really strong foundation for that skyscraper. And what that is, what that looks like, is building a healthy relationship with food, building a positive relationship with food, building an enjoyable relationship with food. That's the foundation. When you have that foundation, it becomes much, much easier to just work in some lifestyle practices that cause a healthy body. And then what happens? Weight loss falls away as a side effect, weight falls away as a side effect, causing weight loss, right? So the weight loss is a side effect of a healthy relationship with food, just as weight gain is a side effect of dieting. Does that make sense? So again, just to reiterate, the first thing that needs to happen is you focus on building that positive relationship with food. And the second thing that needs to happen is you focus on living your life in such a way that you would if the weight was already gone. So that way you're already living that life of an effortless eater. So that way weight doesn't actually have to be a focus at all anymore. And that's what we tell people when they start working with us, is that you never need to weigh yourself again. Maybe the doctor will ask you to when you go to the doctor. But other than that, there's really no need for you to ever weigh yourself again. Because if you're focused, instead of trying to manipulate your body into losing weight, if you're instead just focused on listening to your body, how can you fail that, right? That's not something you can actually fail. That's something that you just can progress in, right? Maybe you won't hear the signals right off the bat, but eventually as you continue to hear the signals and you practice and you start creating that team, that teamwork between you and your body, what eventually happens is you find your equilibrium. You feel more at peace. You and your body are working together instead of fighting each other. So of course, then the body is going to feel more safe to release weight. But it's not going to feel safe to release it if there's all this restriction lurking in your mind. Their body and the mind are too close. You can't hide your thoughts from your body. Your body will feel your thoughts. So if you're holding all of these restriction thoughts, the body will feel it and the body will know it's not safe. It will know it's not safe to release the weight because it's anticipating starvation at some point. So it's important to release the restriction thoughts. And how do we do that? Is to cultivate the energy of abundance. And when we focus on cultivating that energy of abundance around food, then the scarcity and restriction they'll naturally die out. Okay. So I think that this is enough for today. I think that this is enough for today because, like I said, there's many different branches of this topic that we can get deeper into, and maybe we'll save that for next week. But for now, this is the most important piece to remember, okay? All of these things that we talked about today, because this is going to be your foundation. It's a totally different way of thinking. So if you're changing your thinking kind of for the first time now, if you haven't worked with us or you're kind of changing your thinking for the first time and wrapping your head around this is plenty. Like, it took me a while just to wrap my head around this. So don't feel bad if it's taking a little bit. But this is the direction to go in. If you're really looking for a lifetime where you don't need to be focused on weight or focused on food or focused on counting or focused on weighing, if you don't want your life to be filled with those things, then this is the path. This is the path to a healthy body without having to do any of those things. And the truth is those things weren't leading you to a healthy body anyway, or you wouldn't be listening to this. So as long as you're focused on building that healthy relationship with food and with yourself and being able to learn to listen to your body's cues and reawaken those body signals within you, what happens is you and the body cultivate this trust between the two of you. The body feels safe with you. You start to feel safe with the body, and trust is built. And you have that self-trust growing. As that self-trust grows, the body's no longer afraid of, she's going to put me on another starvation diet. The body isn't worried about that anymore. So then it can feel safe to release whatever excess, whatever, that it no longer needs. Okay. So this is, Nancy just wrote, every time I hear of dieting on TV commercials, I think of weight gain. Exactly. Because this is what it causes. It's what it causes. And sure, there are people who maybe that's not the case, but what we see over and over and over with people who struggle from binge eating and food addiction specifically is that the things that they're trying to do to stop binging are actually causing more binges, because most people do use restrictive methods. We see the majority of people using restrictive methods. And of course, that's going to cause more binges. That's how your biology and psychology work. And that's nothing wrong with you. That's how everybody's works. So, and that's why we see that, especially for people, and we see it a lot with women specifically, women who have been put on diets from young ages, that they build up this mentality that they need to continuously restrict themselves. So they go this whole first part of their life restricting themselves and then wonder why they're feeling so out of control around food. It's because you've been restricting yourself. So this is about, instead of focusing on weight gain, it's about totally reworking your relationship with food from scratch and building a whole new foundation that you can actually stand on. Something that's going to carry you through the rest of your life without your effort, without fighting, and instead with peace, and instead with grace and with ease and naturally. Does that make sense? So I think that's enough for today. That's a lot. So just so you guys know, if you are interested in working with us privately, we do have an option for that. I have like one spot left right now. But we do work with people a few at a time who we guide privately through our 10-week immersion program, where we help people who have been struggling more severely with binge eating, food addiction, and we actually hold your hand to take you through this process where you're rewiring your brain around food, you're rewiring your muscle memory around food. Believe it or not, there's a ton of muscle memory that you have in your patterns now that you don't even know about. And what happens is we work with the body and the mind because they're so closely connected. And what's nice about that kind of practice is the body is also connected to the subconscious mind. So all of these subconscious thoughts around food that you've had or these beliefs around food start to fall away as soon as you start training your body and brain in this new way. And then what happens over time is your relationship with food becomes more peaceful. You're no longer restricting yourself. You can eat whatever you want. So all of that urge to binge just falls away, again, as a side effect. So our program is essentially to help you build this healthy relationship with food. So that way, all of the other stuff that you've been trying to go for happens as a side effect. Does that make sense? So if that's something that you're interested in and you want our help and you really want to work with us one-on-one in order to be able to achieve that goal for yourself, feel free to go to katiepapo.com/program. Oh, and you know what? There's also the video. So, okay, if you go to katiepapo.com/program and you scroll down a little, you'll see a video, a link to a video called Will I Lose Weight? And even if you're not thinking of joining our program and you know it's not for you, this video will further explain how weight loss happens in this way that I'm describing. So that might be if you want to continue to train your mind in this new way of thinking, that would be another great video. So just to reiterate, katiepapo.com/program. And then there's a video that will say, will I lose weight? Watch that video. Even if you're not interested in the program, watch that video. It's going to go a little bit deeper into what we talked about today. And if, of course, if you do want to work with us, feel free to just send me a message and I'll respond as quickly as I can. All right, guys, well, have a beautiful rest of your day. Have a beautiful weekend coming up. And as always, feel free to reach out and talk to you soon. All right. Bye, guys.